Buddhist practice rests on two foundations: on the development of wisdom, cultivation of the mind, and also the development of compassion, or cultivation of the heart. And these both arise together, and it's necessary. If we have too much mental development, we end up a little bit dry, not enough heart. If we have too much heart and not enough wisdom, we end up a little mushy. And so as we're developing our practice, we need to cultivate both. And at times in our practice and at times in our lives, it behooves us to practice one or the other. At this point in practice, it's good mostly just to do the metta while we're doing the metta and the wisdom practices, cultivating the presence when we're doing that. There are long-term retreats, months and months of just metta that can be done, and not too many people have heard about it nearly as much as the meditation practice. So metta is one of the what's called the Brahma Viharas, or the heavenly abodes. And a lot of people love the mettas because they can be quite heavenly. Some people, it's not quite so easy. But we practice just the same as we practice with presence. We notice what comes up in the practice. The word metta means loving kindness, but it doesn't mean we're going to go instantly into a state of open-hearted loving kindness. When we practice metta, sometimes what comes up is what's in the way of our opening the heart. It's actually a purification process. So whatever arises for you is absolutely fine. And you just come back to what we do usually in metta is we say phrases. And there are classical phrases to say, but you can also say whatever phrases come easiest to you. We do metta practice in the way that's easiest. And I think for today, since it's the first day of retreat and our bodies can be tired, why don't we all lie down on the floor if that's comfortable for your body? And we'll do meditation lying down. It'll be mostly guided today. So metta is the cultivation of the open and tender heart. The word metta actually means love, but love has so many connotations in our culture, very few of which actually relate to the open-hearted metta that includes everyone and everything. Metta includes everyone, everything, as well as ourselves. It encourages us to look at our own tenderness. And it can be quite a supportive phrase as an antidote to critical voice. Our hearts are actually very tender. If you see a baby or a young child, you see that tenderness and that openness. And that part of our hearts doesn't change, but we've protected it. We close our hearts to protect our tenderness, to protect our softness. Metta is the natural and the wholesome wish that beings, all beings, including yourself, be happy. When I saw the Dalai Lama the first time, the first thing he said is that all beings deserve happiness, peace, and love. It's actually our birthright. So be gentle with yourself. And start with an intention of letting go of anything that's in the way of your heart's opening, if that's your wish. The intention of finding a way into your heart's soft and very tender insides. And I'll play in the background the Metta Sutta. Begin by feeling the movement of the breath. Feel the region of your heart. And particularly notice if there's any physical constriction around your heart. Or if your heart could soften. Feel the movement of the breath around your heart. And whatever comes up is fine. Let your heart be revealed in the breath. And just notice the condition of your own heart now without judging it. If your heart is closed, protected, slightly closed, crusty, or perhaps tender, or perhaps fearful, shaky, or vulnerable. But honor the condition of your heart now. And if you'd like to, you can bring one or both hands to your heart, if that suits you. And feel if there's a caring for this heart. We start metta with forgiveness. we do this gently? We all have different stories, different lives. If it feels too much for you, just sit with the breath or whatever works for you. So if there's someone in your past that you may have harmed, could you bring them to mind, perhaps, and ask their forgiveness? We've all harmed people through our thoughts, through our words, and through our deeds. We've harmed others consciously and unconsciously. It doesn't mean we're bad. It means we're human. So perhaps you might call someone to mind, feel their presence, and from your heart, you can feel their pain. And say whatever words from your heart feel right for you. I ask forgiveness for any way that I've harmed you. Not through guilt, but knowing that I'm human. And actions come from craving, aversion, and from ignorance. I ask your forgiveness now. With the physical sensations in your body. And for those who have harmed me, through their ignorance, craving, fear, anger, greed, ignorance, I extend forgiveness. Or I'm not ready yet to forgive, which is the truth, perhaps. Whatever the truth is absolutely right. Now let the forgiveness extend to yourself. I forgive myself for the harm that I've caused myself. Through my thoughts, through my words, and through my deeds. for the pain in which I've caused myself. I forgive myself now. If I can't forgive myself, I intend to forgive myself. I forgive myself, or I intend to forgive myself, for believing the thought, I'm not good enough. I forgive myself for believing I'm not worthy, or comparing myself to others. Or for ways in which I'm mean to myself. I forgive myself for over-efforting, trying too hard, trying to be perfect. I forgive myself for not trying hard enough, whichever is right for you. I forgive the ways in which I've hurt my body. Not with guilt, but with sorrow. When we have pain, we usually bring hatred or judgment to our own pain. I forgive myself for not being caring for my own suffering and my own pain. Can also simply say, I care about this suffering. I forgive my body for growing old. For illness. And for the fact of its approach to dying. I forgive myself for not feeling safe in the world. And for not trusting myself. Find patience and acceptance in your heart. Find some way to care about yourself just as you are. Call to mind someone Who has touched your life? Someone you admire? Or has made a contribution to you? This can be a child. This can be a pet. A being for whom you have pure appreciation. So call to mind someone who's easy to love. Not complicated. Someone who has given you a precious gift. Bring this person here in the room, in your mind. Visualize them. Feel them in your heart. Sense their presence. And from your heart, say thank you to this person. Consider your wish for them. May you be safe, dear one. May you be healthy and happy. Extend a wish or a blessing. May you be held in loving kindness. Whatever wish comes from your heart, just repeat the words to yourself with their presence here. May you be free from suffering. May you be blessed with an easy life that's fruitful. May your own heart be free. May your mind awaken. May you be joyful, at peace, may you be happy. Now with that same feeling of wishing them well, send that wish to yourself. You deserve happiness, peace, and goodness just as much. So from your heart, your deepest wish, extend to yourself. May I be healthy. Just a wish. May I be at peace. May I feel safe. May my heart be free. May I be free of physical suffering. May I be free of mental suffering. May my mind be at ease. May I love and accept myself just the way I am. Find a phrase or two that comes from your heart, your own wish. Something that's easy and true. Let the phrase come from your heart. May I be free from sorrow. May I know my goodness. May my heart and mind awaken. Extend this wish now to all of us here in the room. With all of our sorrows, our joys, our lives, may we be safe. May we be healthy. Include yourself and others. May our hearts be filled with joy. May we live with ease. May our hearts and minds awaken. Extend this wish to others. All the people around us. at sunrise. All with their struggles. To all the people in your lives, your family, your friends, dear ones, and all those that you know. Those you like and not so much. All suffering. Extend the wish to those you don't know. People that you see on the street. And to all beings on this planet. All beings who wish for happiness. All people in all lands. All creatures. All beings in all realms want to be happy, want to be free. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be at peace. May all beings know their true nature, awaken, and be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.